Stand by to receive our transmission.
Ground control. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. We are back.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Boy, what a time we've had in between podcasts. What a time we've had with podcasts. But it's all straightened out. And we are ready to go. We've got full bandwidth now, unlimited.
We do, and this is podcast number 5.
We are ready for everyone to join on, download, and have an awesome time. And so tonight, we have some really special things to talk about, things not known by most of the body of Christ, and probably most of the known world doesn't know either, unless they're seers. So we're going to talk about the unseen realm, spirit realm realities. That means what really goes on in the unseen realm, and who knows, and how do we impact that, and how does it impact us? So it's going to be an exciting time tonight when we share, and then we're going to have an amazing Q&A session with Professor Jen. You ready, Jen?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
We got some good questions to go over.
And some good chocolate sitting right over there.
Yes, I know. I know.
We only have the good stuff here. So here we go. The unseen realm is talked about in the Bible, isn't actually known about by other certain groups of people on the earth. Some of the New Age people know about it. Certainly Satan and his whole group know about it. Heaven, of course, created the unseen realm. The God who rules everything. He made it himself. When there was nothing but him. I mean, really, God himself was. And after that, everything came into being. There was no Big Bang theory, unless that was the angels bashing the heads of the demons as they left heaven.
That's a good one. I like that.
That was the Big Bang. You don't know how many eons they waited to do that. You think the angels cried in heaven when he kicked Lucifer out? No, they had a party. We're not talking about that tonight, okay? But there's a lot we don't know about on this earth as human beings or supernatural human beings. If you're born again, you're a supernatural human being. That makes you a little bit more available for God to do things with. So the unseen realm was all that existed. The world called heaven is a spiritual world. The spirit realm's not some wild, crazy place, but it really exists. And there's buildings, and there's platforms, and there's columns, and there's scrolls, and there's so many, there's thrones in that spirit realm. Even around the world called heaven, in the atmosphere, there are many things and activities going on. And that's pretty much where the focus was until God decided to start making the cosmos. What is the cosmos? The cosmos is what we call the universe, except the universe does not mean by divine design, and the word cosmos does. It's mentioned actually several hundred times in the ancient Hebrew writings, the word cosmos is. I actually had somebody research that. I didn't do it, but I had someone who does those things if I need it. And so I was shocked to see how many times the word cosmos was used back in the day of the ancient Hebrews. So we're going to talk about what happened when God decided to make the physical realm, to hang the canvas of the cosmos and put all the planets on it, because now things was changing. Life was changing even in heaven. It would no longer just be a spirit realm with spiritual beings. There would be a physical realm that would be a place in a way for the physical beings to live on the earth, to do things, have dominion of the earth, be sent from the hand of God, knit together in the mother's womb, and then have life on this earth. Everything was changing in heaven. So I happen to know how they added that physical realm, the Word, who was with God and was God and made everything that was ever made. It was made by him. That would be the Word. He later became Jesus Christ. He had flesh put on him according to scriptures. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That would be Jesus. At one time, he lived in this amazing world filled with splendor and wonder and most beautiful colors and flowers and rainbow bridges and unicorns. Sound like a fantasy, doesn't it? But most of those images actually came from heaven. You see in a lot of these fantasy movies, they have portals, they have gate watchers in heaven. When people pass between portals from heaven to earth and then back again, those things really exist.
And all around us. Rainbow bridges.
The rainbow bridges, yes. Those are things that really exist. And in our world, those are in sci-fi movies or fantasy movies. But you're about to see some of that yourself with your own eyes on this earth, because there is a convergence. That's a big word for me. There's a blending together of the spirit realm and physical realm. They've been pretty much separated by a thin veil. That means what you see with your natural eyes, you see this physical world, but I'm a seer, have been since birth. That means I see both realms. I see that spirit realm that is beyond this physical realm. There's spirit realm on the earth. It's also in heaven. It's all through space. What happened was the Father spoke physical realm. And the Word, who would step inside him, they would go somewhere. And when God spoke, the Father spoke something. The Word stepped out of him and made it. So they created together. Isn't that awesome? It would be awesome if mankind could get together and do things together sometimes without fighting at all. No matter what your belief system was, okay? We need to be kinder to each other on the earth. So the Father spoke and the Word stepped out of him. He started with a little drop of water. He took a scroll. Many things are written on scrolls. Read from scrolls. Some things are saved, like recorded, not just like in writing, but images are recorded on scrolls in heaven. It's just a spirit realm thing. You're gonna hear spirit realm, physical realm throughout this whole conversation. It would take me too long to stop and say that was physical realm, the spirit realm. So I'll try to explain first. So he took the scroll, which was the physical realm, was about to become the physical realm, and he stretched the scroll around a great part of the spirit realm, and that became the physical realm, but that original realm never actually left. It was on the earth back when the dinosaurs roamed. It was on the earth when Adam and Eve were here. It was on the earth when the whole flood thing happened. The spirit realm is the original realm. It will never ever stop existing. And in the spiritual realm, there are eternal things, and there are, I just was going, okay, there's a difference in being just eternal and being immortal. There you go. It was worth waiting for, wasn't it? There's a difference in being eternal and immortal, and people think everybody's just immortal. Oh no. You do not get immortality without having Jesus Christ in you. You will live eternally somewhere, either on the new earth or you will live in another place you will not like. It's not a vacay spot. It's called the lake of fire. And so those things, spirit realm places, the lake of fire is a spirit realm place, hell is a spirit realm place, Abraham's bosom, which is empty now, is a spirit realm place. But all in between this physical realm, there are spirit realm places where either the demonic are in charge or they're doing things, or heaven is in charge in different areas of the earth, and they're doing many things all the time in this unseen realm that affect you and me all the time. And we actually help one side or the other all the time. You actually are helping sometimes advertise what hell's doing by talking about all the horrors and the violence, the doom and gloom coming. That's hell's plan. But you're talking about things of life and greatness and joy and splendor. That's actually what God's plan is for all of us. You may have to go back and listen to this again, because it's probably different from anything you've ever heard before. If someone says they've seen the spirit realm and they start talking about it, it's not going to be normal. Sometimes they do things there that don't make any sense to your human mind. So again, I'm going to ask you to put your head on your hand on your head.
I was going to suggest you do
Thank
that.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I knew I could see your thoughts. There you go. Spirit realm reality. If you put your hand on your head and get a hold of your natural mind and set it on a shelf, don't worry, no one's going to take it. they probably wouldn't want it. They have their own issues. Leave it there and really open up your spirit to receive something that's beyond what you've ever imagined or thought. So here it is, the word creating this physical realm, and then God begins to create the planets and hang them in place. They've never left where he put them. He named the stars as he sent all the stars out and put them in place. He knows, do you know there's some places out in space that have billion star fields. They're called star fields. It's like instead of a field of flowers, there's a field which could be millions of miles long that have stars. And all those stars are set in that place. He knows every name of every star. There's more stars than there are sands at the seashore.
That's amazing.
So how great of a mind does God have? This world and this cosmos would not exist without him. I think it's kind of strange that in the Star Wars movies, which I do like, they call it the Force.
Yeah.
The Force is the thing that holds all of life together, good and bad, and that's exactly what God does. He exists, so we exist. He is, so we are. But he knows everything about everybody. Nothing's been hidden from him. It's not like he's winking and ignoring what you're doing. But one day it says, you know, we'll all have to give an account of the things we say and the things we've done. So loose everything from your soul that you think he wouldn't want there. You know don't belong. If you know it does not belong there, do not keep it in your soul. If you're free from fear, from hate, from lack, from anger, if you're free, if you want to be free from addictions, mm-hmm. any addiction, that thing got in your soul because either you let it come in, you took whatever that addiction was and you said yes to it, you gave permission for it to actually go inside of you. We can all right now just say this together, and God is the one who does this, so if you don't mind saying in Jesus' name, let's do this together. I choose, as an act of my will, to loose from my soul all fear, all anger, all witchcraft, anything controlling, any trauma I ever experienced, any fear or irrational fear I've ever had, any offense I have against another, any unforgiveness I have against another. I'm loosing all that from my soul. I loose any hateful, mean, wicked words that have been spoken to me or that I spoke over others. I loose it from my soul. I loose from my soul any negative, wasteful, harmful thinking. I loose from my soul any addiction, whether it's drugs, perversion, homosexuality, anything that defiles, anything that would cause pain in another person's soul, any unkind, violent acts I have committed, or violent scenes I have watched, or violent things I have listened to. I loose all violence from my soul. You don't need any of this stuff in you, okay? You're not going to miss it. I loose from my soul any oppression, any obsession, any despair, any suicidal thoughts. I loose them right now in Jesus' name. And I ask you to take them out right now. And I thank you, God, for making our soul in a way that what didn't belong there, we could loose it and get it out. And while we're going to loose, we're going to bind something now. And I choose, as an act of my will, say it, everybody. Say it, I'm serious. This works. It works for believers or non-believers, because your soul is made like everybody's on the earth. It's your mind, your will, and your emotions. In other words, what you think about, you will choose. And what you choose, you will do. That's pretty much you, isn't it? So if you want a better you, then I would advise you to do this. And don't do it as a one-time thing. This is a lifestyle. As you go somewhere and you hear horrible, profane language that went in your soul, even if you didn't say it, what you hear or you see, you read, or you say, it gets in your soul, your children's souls, your family's souls, your, you know, maybe you have a classmate you're saying things to, or you're hearing them talk about things, or even at work, You don't need to keep that stuff in your soul. God calls it soul clutter. It will interfere with hearing clearly, even to have clarity in your life. Even if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, your soul can be changed. And you know what? The Bible says that even as your soul prospers, you will prosper and be in health. Most illnesses and diseases are caused by stress, by anger, by unforgiveness. You may even experience healing if you're willing to ask it in Jesus' name. He will do it for you. And then when you've gotten all that junk out, and if you know something I didn't mention, you add it yourself. Okay, there's a lot, probably a lot more. I didn't sin a whole lot growing up, so I can remember some things, and then God tells me things to have people loose. But I wasn't perfect, but you know what? I repented a lot. It was a good thing to ask God to forgive me for doing things or saying things that weren't right. I had a lot of peace in my life. I had a wonderful father and mother that helped me live a good life. But you know what? You have a heavenly Father that loves you enough that he created you in a way that you could be free of anything you wanted to be free of. So guess what? He offers us something else. This is all spirit realm realities. This isn't something you can see or touch with your hands, okay? It's not a physical realm thing. But these spiritual things you're doing will totally set you up to prosper in this physical natural realm. So now you need to put some good things into you, right? So we're going to say, I choose as an act of my will. No matter where in the world you are, what your situation is right now, you can change it this moment. I choose as an act of my will, that's inside your own soul, to bind to my soul God's goodness, God's peace. I bind to my soul life and love and compassion and creativity and rejoicing and celebrating an expectation for this new time we're living in. I bind to my soul to live a right life, to be kind, to forgive, to make room for others in my life, to make sure that I don't walk past people without saying an encouraging word. So I bind encouragement to my soul and compassion for others to my soul. I bind generosity to my soul. I bind prosperity to my soul. And I thank you, God of heaven and earth, for giving me this opportunity. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. There you go. You weren't coming today just to hear a spirit realm reality. You were going to experience it. So you can either hear things that people say that are good from God, or you can participate. And if you participate, you can't stay the same. You can't walk around angry all the time if you lose anger from your soul. Because
right.
It's not there. What's in there, you'll choose it again. Like a criminal who does criminal acts, they get caught, they get put in prison, they try to rehabilitate them, but if it's still in their soul when they get out, guess what they're going to think about? Crime. What are they going to choose? Crime. What are they going to do? Is their emotions and their actions? Crime. And they will stay in this vicious cycle until one day they find out or hear that if I lose all the crime from my soul, when they get out the next time, they won't have crime in their soul, and they won't think about it, and they won't plan it, and they won't do it. This is why knowing about your soul is so important. Your soul is a spirit realm reality. One of the most important things you can ever learn about the spirit realm is you impact. Whatever you say to people will impact their soul. You're either putting life in people's soul, hope in people's soul, encouragement in people's soul, or you're crushing them. You're belittling them, making them feel unworthy, or you're saying something that brings life to them, because when you do that to them, you get that same life put in you. So how about we start this new time by being different, understanding that you are inside of you is a spiritual body, and it feeds on things all day long that's heard or said or watched, so make sure you're watching the good stuff. And we have to maybe do a second session on spirit realm realities.
Yeah, because there's a lot more you can share.
I didn't know I'd be starting with the soul, but why not start there, right?
Someone needed to hear it.
Somebody out there, probably a lot of people out there, we live by this, and we never have strife.
That's right.
We never stress. I'm telling you the honest truth. We don't ever stress. We have no fear in us. We have no concern about doom and gloom because we're filled with life and with light. So why not run to the light instead of the darkness?
Do you want to share a little bit about what we do every morning before we get out of bed?
Oh, this is definitely a spirit realm reality. Again, this is about your spirit man doing something in the morning. Your spirit man never sleeps, by the way. Your physical man may. In heaven, everybody in their spiritual body, nobody gets tired. Nobody ever has to sleep. They just can go have adventures or spend time with God. You know, you get undone with all the beauty and splendor in heaven. I talk mostly a lot about heaven. In the spirit realm here, when we as believers worship our God, angels will come and collect our worship, and it turns into incense and is taken up before the throne of God. I understand a lot of this. Being a seer, I see stuff all around me all day long going on. I see the angels coming and going, delivering body parts. And, you know, I see all kinds of activities of both sides. And I can tell you, hell's a loser. And you'll never have a party there. The only party in heaven.
That's right. So you were going to talk about what we do in
okay.
the morning.
Every morning.
What do we ask for before
we get
out of bed?
We get up in the morning, and I even will challenge you to do this, no matter what language you speak
or what age you are.
No matter whether you are 3, and we know 3-year-olds that do this, or if you're 103 or even older,
yes,
you can do this. This is the thing about the spirit realm stuff. It's not tied to a certain age or a certain position in life, or a certain amount of money you make, or where you live. It has nothing to do with that. It's a choice you make yourself. If you look up to heaven, when you wake up, look up to heaven and say, Father, we're talking about God, Father, I ask for and receive grace
for
this
day.
Right now, I can feel like little tingling heat coming over me being poured in. That is called fuel from heaven. And you'll start your whole day a better person. You won't gripe, complain, nitpick on people, see all the negative things, say all the negative things. And we actually watch our clocks. If it gets close to midnight, man, we got to make sure we ask for more grace.
Yeah, because it's only 24 hours, so.
So you've already learned two of the most important truths of living on earth like they do in heaven, because they're free of all that stuff. They don't ever get angry. They have no offense. They're not fearful at all. Everybody likes each other. And asking for this fuel from heaven, this grace, then it will help your whole life. So that is, you just got another one for free, okay? We just do that in for free.
It is definitely a life-saving thing and helps us throughout the day. And even when situations arise during the day.
That's right.
Someone can call you with, like, bad news or something can happen at work that you didn't expect. You can always go in somewhere and ask for more grace.
That's right.
To handle whatever's going on, and you'll get a download of even more to be able to face
it. It's not like you're ignoring what's going on. It's just that you have put yourself in a place where it won't pierce you, affect you, and upset you, so you can think clearer and do things, you know, quicker by doing that. It removes confusion and fear from any situation that you're going through, so it's something that's really important to do.
That's awesome. Okay, and now we're going to move on to
the next
phase of our podcast.
Moving on out and then moving back in.
This just in, we have a date correction that we need to make. Last week we said Kat's Orlando event was on the 20th of this month, but it's actually the 21st. So she will be at VCMI in Orlando on February 21st, and the meeting starts at 7 p.m. You can go to her website, revealingheaven.com, to get all of her event details for her Florida events, which is Orlando. She'll be there on the 21st, and then she'll be in Tampa on the 24th. And then she'll be back in Orlando on the 25th.
I just love Orlando.
And now we are going to have a few questions for Kat. And I love this one. This one is really cute. You're going to like it. This is a Facebook question. This is from Samuel. And he said, hi, Kat and Jen. Hi, Samuel.
Hi, Samuel.
And he said, okay, I have some questions from my inner child that my inner child wants to know. Number one. Can some animals that were small on Earth be big in heaven? I love guinea pigs, and I would like to be able to ride a huge guinea pig in heaven. So how would you answer that, Kat?
I think God has another plan that you can still do that.
I actually know how you're going to answer that one because you've told me
before. He will not make the animal bigger. He will make you small.
That's right.
I know he does do that. He will shrink you because I know before he said yes to this little girl when that little girl asked me a question. Will God make me as small as an ant so I can have a conversation with it? God said, yes, I do that. So guess what? You will ride the guinea pigs in heaven, but they will not be gigantic. You will be shrunk. It'll still be a great ride, though.
Yes, that is. And that kind of, his second question is along the same lines. He just says he loves passion fruit, but they are so tiny. Do you think that in heaven I could eat passion fruit the size of a basketball?
Now, that's a little different.
That is a little different.
There are fruits that are huge. I mean, like fruit, like you talked about, but even a grape could be the size of like a basketball. And so any kind of fruit, of course, that grows larger in heaven. Some, they would have a normal size. I also know the same thing goes for baked goods, because I've seen a cinnamon roll in heaven the size of a dinner plate. So things are different sizes in heaven. By the way, don't worry. God will bring you back to your normal size when you're done riding on the guinea pig. I just had to add that. I want to think you'd live the rest of eternity. As, you know, the size of a quarter.
Okay. And
one more. I got time for
one more. And we're going to go to a podcast question. And this is from a Ronald. And he would like to know, did the Old Testament people, Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Daniel, etc., accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior when he died on the cross? Or were they automatically guaranteed a spot in heaven?
No, they weren't automatically guaranteed a spot in heaven because everyone must receive Christ. However, when he died on the cross, his spiritual body descended into Abraham's bosom.
Yeah.
Where Abraham, Isaac, Moses, David, everybody, they were living. They were called righteous and just because they believed in God himself before Christ was known about. That meant that they would have a chance to invite Christ into their life and let him become the Lord and Savior before they left there. And it said in the Bible that when he descended, of course, after that, you know, I'll talk about this later. He went from Abraham's bosom over to hell, then rose up on the third day, wiped out hell. Then he went from there up to the tomb. He stepped into the flower beds. That's why Mary thought he was a gardener. And then after that, he descended into heaven, and I'm sure they all followed him up. It said he led captivity captive. So, yes, they all are in heaven. And Abraham's bosom is empty.
You have time for one more question?
I will be pushing it. If it's a short one.
It's a short one. This is from, it's a podcast question. It's from Donna. And she would like to know, in Christmastown, can you still have bonfires?
Oh, she likes Christmastown.
Yes.
A lot of people are going to be shocked to hear this. But, you know, God makes things for a purpose and a reason. And he's the one who designed Christmas. It wasn't some long ago secret, sinister religion or satanic group that created Christmas. Christmastown has always existed in heaven. And as a matter of fact, yes, you can have bonfires. You can go on sleigh rides. You can see all the trees in Christmastown. All the lights are baby stars and they sing. Aww, you can make snowmen wonderful. From the snow and the snowmen come alive. Everything in heaven is alive. The buildings, the ground, the trees, the flowers, everything. So it's an amazing place to go and visit.
Yeah, I know. I was really excited when you said that about the snow, because I'm going to make me my own Olaf.
Woo! I'm going to roll on up. Okay, I'm going to let Jen finish us up. So have fun, Jen, and don't steal too much of that chocolate over there.
I won't leave questions on her podcast in the comment section. And what we're asking, I should have said this back when we first did our first podcast. What we're asking everybody is to make sure you leave your first name and the state or country that you live in. And if you're brave, you can put your age in there. And don't feel bad if we don't get to your question. We are actually saving questions for her third book. And she also has a Q&A page on her website that we're going to try to update soon. So questions may show up there. Questions may show up in her third book. But there are so many questions. it's not possible to get to all of them. Sometimes when she's answering one person's question, it'll answer somebody else's. But if you could remember to do that, that would be awesome. Your first name, the state or country you live in, and if you're brave, like I said, your age. We would really appreciate that. And just to recap, you can get any of her details on her meetings on the website, which is revealingheaven.com. You can also check out her Facebook page, and we have her events on her Facebook page. So, hope you guys enjoyed the podcast tonight, and we'll be doing another one in a couple days. So, blessings to you all. Have a great day or a great evening wherever you are, and thank you for supporting us. We love you guys. Bye.